and all of his angels. Their objectives: to destroy Christian marriages and homes, churches where the truth is taught, Christian lives. Knock them down. And often does. And you're right there, Heavenly Father, with your loving hand, ready to lift back up. We praise you for the God you are tonight, Father. We stand amazed in the wonders of your love, the wonders of your grace and your mercy and your care. We pray to you, Father, in your Son's precious name. Amen.
This is one of the reasons. One of the reasons why profanity, Jesus, in the name, the movies, and profanity, and this type of thing. It's why you bring up his name in public somewhere, at a dinner, or a dance, or wherever you may go, a luncheon, a business, and you bring up his name, and there are people just, you said that name. Why is there such contempt for this person? Because people, he says, I'm the only one. I am the only way to God the Father. There is no other way. And the world doesn't like that. It's against our human nature. No, there are other ways. I'll do it my way. You do it your way, you do it your way, I'll do it my way. No, I'm the way. There is no other way. You don't go around me, under me, over me. You go through me. If you want a relationship with God the Father, he is the only one he has sent. And why do we insist? It's right here. Jesus Christ is the only one in history sent by God the Father to give eternal life to mankind. The eternal life that we're looking for. No one else has this authority. No one else has this distinction. But I want you to look close with me, and see why this will also infuriate the Jewish leaders all the more. This Jesus has the audacity to call God his Father. Look what it says. I have come in my Father's name. He has the audacity to call God his Father. And we've already seen this through the study of John. This is one of the reasons they hate him. He makes God his Father, which of course does what? Makes him God. This man is saying that he's God. He's either a madman, or he is indeed the Son of God. And they hate him for this. In this very chapter we've seen it. Look at verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. For this reason the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered them, my Father is working until now, and I myself am working. For this cause, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. We've gone from verse 16 where they persecuted him. Verse 18, get rid of him. Just get rid of him. All the more to kill him. Why? Because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. They understood it. And they hated him for this. This is so important in understanding who Jesus Christ is. Seeing the relationship between God and Jesus Christ. Why did he come to earth? First standing, why did Jesus Christ come to earth? People, he came to earth for God to keep his word. Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. What does that mean? Jesus Christ is God keeping his word. Remember the flow of the Bible. You start with the first book written. The first book written is Job. Throughout, and we saw it and studied it, we saw throughout the book of Job that how is the great question. How can unrighteous man be saved? How can unrighteous man have anything with God? He can't. How can the unrighteous be made righteous? In fact, in Job, Satan says, no one can. No one can make the unclean clean. No one can make the impure pure. No one can do it. It can't be done. Then we have the books of the Old Testament, the books of Israel. And these books say, I can, I will,